Parshas Pinchas begins with God praising Pinchas. Pinchas, the son of Elazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, has turned my anger away from the children of Israel. For Pinchas had taken up the cause of God by executing Zimri, who had flaunted his disregard of the Torah and Moses by committing a grave sin before the eyes of Moses and all of Israel. As a reward, God said, "Behold, I give him my covenant of peace, the greatest blessing of all." The Gemara notes that the Torah states here the yichus, the pedigree of Pinchas, tracing his descent to his grandfather Aaron. This teaches us that Pinchas' action is to be traced to his being a grandson of Aaron. In other words, his was not a rash or reckless deed, not motivated by any ulterior considerations. It was rooted in the purity and holiness of the genes of Aaron the high priest. Offhand, this seems rather strange. For Aaron is the prime model of a man loving peace and pursuing peace, loving God's creatures and bringing them near to Torah. The personality of Pinchas, on the other hand, is seen here to be a zealot, strict and uncompromising, moved by the principle of let the law cut through the mountain and run its course. Thus he would seem to be the very opposite of Aaron. In fact, however, there is no contradiction between the characters of Aaron and Pinchas. Peace is all important, for the world cannot survive except by peace. The Torah is holy peace and was given but to establish peace in the world. Thus we are enjoined to be of the disciples of Aaron and to follow his way. Even so, the ideal of peace is of a peace of truth and honesty, a peace recognized for its intrinsic value and thus lasting. Agreements based on a surrender of ultimate values, on appeasing the forces of evil, on compromising truth and decency, cannot and will not produce a true and lasting peace. They are like placing a plaster on festering wounds. That plaster will hide the wound for now. It will work momentarily and give a temporary appearance that all is well. Sooner or later, however, the poisonous pus will spread and break through, exploding the present illusion. Thus it is written, "Peace, peace, to him that is far off and to him that is near." But there is no peace concerning the wicked. The pursuit of true peace sometimes demands drastic actions, actions which at first glance may appear turbulent. Yet these very actions establish, preserve, and safeguard lasting peace and harmony. The action of Pinchas was not one of vengeance or harshness. It was a necessary operation, painful but vital. It re-established harmony between God and Israel, and thus also among Israel as well. When the tempest cooled and the people regained their senses, they recognized and appreciated his action for what it was. Thus even as Aaron had averted tragedy among the people of Israel by means of his peaceful offering of incense after the rebellion of Korach, so Pinchas averted tragedy through his punishing Zimri. As the very first verse of our parsha states, "He has turned my anger away from the children of Israel." The Almighty relates to man measure for measure, as man relates to God. Pinchas' reward of God's covenant of peace thus proves that his action was also a deed of peace. He behaved in the true tradition of Aaron his grandfather, who loved peace and pursued peace and loved God's creatures.